Let's pull the daggers out of our hearts. The power of mind is absolutely unbelievable. This is the place where you will bless your life, and this is the place that will curse your life. It all starts with your mind. Your mind is what is going to dictate your behavior, and your behavior is going to be the one that dictate the reality that you create for your life. And I am a spiritual person. I do believe in God, but not everybody is where I'm at. Now, there's two different things I want you to look at. Suffering leads us to self-improvement. Self-improvement, all the things, the groundwork for self-improvement, all stems to the same type of spirituality teachings and learnings. So isn't it funny that regardless of what you're trying to do, if you look at the groundwork of spirituality, and if you look at the psychology of self-improvement, these two things are they're pretty much the same. You speak about forgiveness. You speak about being aware of your thoughts. It all links up. And so suffering can lead us to self-improvement. Suffering can lead us to God, right? Same thing. God, to me, and self-improvement are the same things. Now, also, self-improvement will still, regardless, in the end, lead you to God, because just by having a new mind, a new mindset, a new way of seeing things, reprogramming your mind, is allowing you to be stepping into the place of where God is, and God wants you to be happy. Okay, so whether or not you want to go with the psychology route or the God route, it all leads back to God. So even if you don't realize that, that's fine. So I want to talk about pulling the daggers out of ourselves. And what I mean by that is the pain that people have placed upon you, right? And that is me speaking from a standpoint of a victim. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to step out of the victim mentality. And the reason that you want to do that is because that is the lowest form of existence. That is where zero power resides. And I want you to be in power. Okay, so how do we do that? The first thing is, think about when you get hurt. When somebody offends you, don't you feel it in your heart? It literally, like, for whatever reason, I could feel the pain in my heart. It's like a radiating in my soul. And you could feel it lingering in there. It's the strangest thing. And I could almost see what it looks like and where it is. Okay? So if you close your eyes and you pretend to grab this dagger that's in your heart and pretend to fucking pull it out, okay? We're pulling daggers out today. And when you get hurt and you got the dagger in you, you will notice that you will feel heavier. You will feel depressed. You will feel sad. You'll feel tired. We're pulling those daggers out. And the way that we do that, having the strength to do that and to recognize that you have daggers in you, is to first start saying, I forgive myself. How funny. This is part of self-improvement and also part of spirituality. I forgive myself. And let me tell you why you need to say I forgive yourself for what other people have done for you, to you. The reason being is because you keep replaying it. I forgive myself for what my father has done to me. I forgive myself for what my mother has done to me. And the reason I'm forgiving myself is because I choose to replay what they did to me over and over again and live in my past and let it dictate my actions, behaviors. I allow pain to motivate my behavior. I allow pain to motivate me, period. And when you allow pain to motivate you, you are going to make a messy life of your own, okay? You're going to self-sabotage. You're going to ruin relationships. You are going to never be comfortable or in peace with yourself. You're going to crave the addiction of chaos, and you're going to be never satisfied. You could have the perfect relationship, the perfect guy, the perfect girl, the perfect job. You will never be satisfied if any of the things you are doing are motivated through pain. Somewhere along the line, you will either lose those great things, or you will lose them. That's actually exactly what will happen. Because when you don't have yourself, you cannot keep anything as your own. Okay? So we have to be saying, I forgive myself, I forgive myself. And putting giving ourselves some type of accountability, because our mind is ours to conduct. It's nobody else's but our own. So we could take the pain and we could transform it into power, into loving ourselves more, into loving others more. This is a possible thing to do because I am a witness to it. Okay? I used to take my pain and be motivated by pain, shoving drinks down my throat, okay, blocking out my feelings and my reality, keeping my mouth shut, never expressing my true feelings about how much I love somebody or how much pain that I'm really in. But you know what? If you face the pain and you forgive yourself, regardless of the situation, you're going to be setting yourself free. And as you forgive yourself, you're going to be able to eventually forgive those who have offended you, okay? And that, again, freedom. That's taking the dagger out of yourself. This is very, very, very powerful, okay? And it's amazing the peace that you will feel as you keep repeating the words, I forgive myself, I forgive myself, I trust myself, I trust myself, I forgive myself, I trust myself. You should be waking up every morning speaking positive affirmations, speaking blessings over your life, not curses. The more that you think of the bad things, you are cursing your life because you are polluting your mind. And your mind is your behavior. Your behavior is your character. Your character dictates your life and your reality. Why do you want to keep these daggers? Then those people win. Now, if you are on the other side of the coin and you have some character issues and you're the one who has offended people and you keep losing really good people and then asking yourself, what the F was I doing? You need to forgive yourself. I'm sorry that I sabotaged myself. I'm sorry that I didn't take that person seriously, took them for granted, and now they're out of my life. I'm sorry that I didn't feel worthy enough for love. I'm so sorry that I did those things to lose that person or job or situation or that opportunity. I'm sorry. Now, when you're saying I'm sorry to yourself and forgiving yourself, I forgive myself for this. I am sorry and I forgive myself. When you're doing that, you are developing mercy and compassion, okay? And that is extremely necessary for a good life. You are obtaining compassion and mercy, okay? And when you do that, whether you are the person who's been offended or the offender, what you are doing is being able to have compassion and mercy on yourself and others. So as the person who is the one that's offended, you'll be able to set yourself free faster. As for the person who keeps doing the offending and screwing things up, you're going to be able to acknowledge your behavior and actions and see that it's not working and change the behavior. Okay? Forgiveness works for everyone in every circumstance, no matter what and who you are. It just does. I can't give you the math on why. It just does. Okay? And as a person who believes in God, the main thing about God was forgiveness now, wasn't it? So strange. But even in psychology, when you walk into that psychiatrist's office, they're working on you forgiving. And if they're a good psychologist, they're going to teach you how to forgive yourself first so that you can take accountability so that you're stepping out of the victim mentality. Because if you sit and act like a victim for the rest of your life, you are a powerless person in a prison. And it's your job to set yourself out because you have the key in your back pocket. You have the key to the prison in your back pocket, okay? and you have the power to change your mind, and your mind cannot replay the things that do not exist, which is the past. It is your job to change your mind, and that all starts with positive affirmations, okay? Listen, I started from scratch. Started from scratch. I have prayed to die. I have wished to die. I have been at the lowest. I didn't get here because I just sat there. I got up, okay? And I decided that I did not want to feel that way anymore, all right? So suffering can lead to self-improvement. Or you can change your mind and live a whole different life without suffering, with growing in positivity. The more that you change your mind and put positive, beautiful things in it, you're going to see life and experience life differently. And when things get hard and when things disappoint you, you will have a bundle of tools to get out of it quickly. It's not that you won't face a storm. It's that you'll be able to navigate through it faster. It's not going to be a storm now for 5 years in pain. It may be 5 days now. It might be 5 hours. It might be 5 minutes, depending on the situation and the tools that you have. But why not equip yourself with the weapons and the tools that you need to survive? Are you going to place yourself in the middle of the woods with no water and food and sit there for 6 months? You won't make it. You won't make it to 6 months, honey. Okay? 4 days at the most, you'll be dead with no water. Okay? So listen, fill your cup up. Always have that glass of water available to you. And that is going to, the first start of healing and power is forgiveness to oneself, taking accountability for what everyone has done, okay? Because you are the one that keeps replaying the story and making it part of your life, holding on to that dagger. If you are the person that keeps effing things up, it's time to forgive yourself. Recognize what you are doing so that you can change it and stop stabbing yourself. Okay? Work needs to be done. You could do work to feed your darkness, or you could do work to feed your lightness. And when I say darkness, you know what darkness is. And when I say lightness, I mean two things. The light that shines upon you and the weight, the light weight upon you. Feeling not heavy, not weighed down, feeling light. You know, this is extremely important. This is the first step. And let me tell you, this isn't a small step. That's what's really interesting and cool about self-improvement. What's cool about it is there is no small step. These steps are just big and huge and will impact your life greatly and quickly. And I want people to be happy. Like, I do not care if it's an enemy. I don't care if it's someone who's betrayed me. I don't care if it's a friend, if it's a stranger. I want everyone happy. Because even if I didn't want my enemies to be happy, then they're going to hurt some other innocent person. But if they're happy and fixed, I just save the poor person that they'd have to, that they're going to meet, which hopefully isn't going to be a poor person if they get their shit together. If you get your shit together. Okay? So it's all a domino effect. We are all connected to each other in some way, shape, and form, you know? And I will try my very best to spread the encouragement because it is very necessary in this world that's very unfair. And we need to learn how to be more fair with ourselves and with each other in this unfair world. Let's make a great experience while we're here. Let's do it. Let's pull these daggers out of ourselves. Let's stop stabbing ourselves. Let's stop walking into relationships with a knife set, ready to stab the person that you say you love. Cut it out. Cut it out. You want to be in a relationship, you're supposed to give it your 100% all in good intention. If you walk into a relationship with any bad intention, you are doomed. Because listen, you think you're going to walk in and hurt that person? You're hurting you. You're in big trouble. They might cry before your eyes, but let me tell you something. You'll be the one that's crying for a very long time. Okay? Anyone who hurts somebody deliberately hurts themselves. I tell you now, it's a real story. It's a true story. So if you're the one who's hurting somebody, you got to forgive yourself and acknowledge it and make the changes. And if you're that person who's been hurt, you need to forgive yourself for replaying that story in your mind. Okay? And just know that life is not about revenge. Life is not about anything but what you give, and what you feel is what you give. You can only share what you have. What do you have most of? Do you have a lot of pain? Because that's what you'll be sharing. Do you have a lot of forgiveness? Because that's what you'll be sharing. Do you have a lot of hope? You know, with forgiveness comes all these beautiful gifts of hope, of joy, of peace, of understanding oneself and the world around you. There's nothing that comes bad out of it. Wisdom comes from it. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to forgive people, okay, that have done bad things to you and return to them. That's not the smartest thing, depending on the situation. But when you keep forgiving yourself, you'll be able to discern where to go next, whether you do forgive that person and go back into their life, or whether you say, I forgive myself and that person, and may they be great far away from me. Okay? Every person that I've forgiven, I forgive myself, and every person I've forgiven, I don't think I've ever went back around, okay? No way, no how. But my situations may be different than yours. But again, once you keep developing this strength and this power, you're going to know where you belong. I hope this helped at least one person, because this is my job. This is my calling. I'm here to encourage, to build up, and to strengthen you. Okay, do not let the enemy of this life win over you. They want to see you down. They want to see you lonely. They want to see you without yourself. And you got yourself. And yourself can make your life absolutely amazing, worthwhile. I wish you the best. I hope all the dreams, the truly good dreams of your heart, they're there. I hope they all become your reality.